centennial over the Independence Day weekend. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, officials spoke of how the county's past is becoming a major part of its future.
Intermingled between floats featuring modern-day representatives and organizations, a float with a giant sign commemorating the county's 200th birthday whizzes past, flanked by people in colonial garb. Much of Oswego County's history is rooted in Lake Ontario, home to the first freshwater port in the country and the historic Fort Ontario, which has been involved in all major American conflicts.
This is where it all began. This is where the history of the county began, as much as any place else here at the fort.
Oswego County Legislator Sean Doyle is in charge of the Bicentennial Committee. He and other Oswego officials, like Assemblyman Will Barkley, note that despite some economic troubles, such as the potential closure of the county's two nuclear power plants, things are looking up. The fort is being considered for national park status, and Lake Ontario is being nominated as a national marine sanctuary.
We persevere in this county, and I think things like the marine sanctuary, and hopefully, thanks to Congressman Katko, we get this to be a national historical site. I think it would go a long ways and help industry, particularly in the tourism industry.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.